any serious Christian at all is going to say that one of the primary teachings of Christianity is that you love your neighbor as yourself. Can you love your neighbor as yourself and then at the same time knee him in the face as hard as you can?
Some people would say that mixed martial arts is still a violent act, but I think that depends on your definition of violence.
I don't think it's violent at all, and I hate the use of that word the way most people use it. The word violent, if you go back and you research the word, actually means to violate somebody's rights. It's not violent at all. Go down the street and somebody gets raped or robbed, that's violence. Murder, that's violence. This is two participants entering into a ring or a cage saying, we're going to test each other today, and the best man's going to win.
An excerpt from the documentary Fight Church about cage fighting Christian ministers. Brian Storkel is the co-director of Fight Church. Preston Hocker is one of those cage-fighting ministers. He's known as the Pastor of Disaster, and he's featured in the film. Thanks so much for coming by, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
First of all, everybody might not be familiar with cage-fighting or mixed martial arts or ultimate fighting. Preston, what is it?
Mixed martial arts is it's a combative sport. It mixes wrestling, boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, which is a style of... It's like kickboxing and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It mixes all of the different martial arts into one sport. You're able to use most of pretty much any attack you want. There are some rules, but it's as no holds barred as you can possibly get.
And you're in a cage.
In a cage. Most of the time, there are some fights where you fight in a typical boxing ring, but most of the time it is in a cage.
And you're barefooted, but you have some little gloves on. What are those? They're not like boxing gloves.
No, they're much smaller. They're really there to protect your fist.
Not the other guy's face.
I don't think they protect the other guy's face too much. I think it keeps them from getting cut as much. You got a little bit of padding.
How do you win a cage fight?
Either submission, knockout, there's technical knockout where maybe your opponent isn't able to defend themselves for a specific amount of time, and the ref will stop the fight for that. You can also win by due to a judge, at the end of the three or five rounds, the judges will declare who the winner is.
Well, I got to ask you about that quote we heard in there. It's not violent. I mean, Brian, you made the film and you obviously include a lot of scenes in it, and you could hear a little bit of the sound there. I got to say, it looked pretty violent to me.
Yeah, I mean, it seems very violent. I mean, that's why this whole thing, can you love your neighbor as yourself and punch him in the face? I mean, the two ministering and being a Christian and, punching each other just doesn't seem to go together on surface level. So I think you dig deeper and you find out, there's different definitions of violence, but on the surface level watching it, it definitely seems violent.
Preston, when you think about it, let's just go back to the core question. Can you love your neighbor and kick him in the head?
Yeah. Some of my closest friends or training partners or even former opponents, guys that I've beat or guys that have beaten me. So, yeah, I definitely believe I can love my neighbor and punch him in the face as hard as I can.
I got the sense for some of the cage fighting ministers, or most of them who we interviewed in the film, it's not as though this is something on the side. They see this as like a central part of being a Christian. And do you feel that way, Preston?
I think I can show the love of Christ wherever I'm at, in any situation, whether it's fighting or mowing my neighbor's lawn for nothing. I can show the love of Christ and I can bring attention to the love of Christ no matter what I do.
There's a couple states where cage fighting is illegal, including New York, and some feel as though it's unsafe. And in the film, that's kind of approached. Here's Paul Burris, one of the minister cage match fighters. We'll hear from him and then his wife.
For as rough as people think it is, there's not that many injuries. I've had way more of my friends get hurt on their soccer league twisting an ankle. We have very few injuries.
Paul has had, I think, 10 concussions. And, I went, when we first were married, I went with him to the neurologist. And the neurologist said, in quotes, "Paul, if you want to remember when to pull your pants down when you pee, then you need to stop fighting."
I'll think, oh, man, it'd be fun to, get one or two more fights and go do some sanctioned fights. And I think I would do well. But then I look and I say, my wife is not a big fight fan.
The fighting for me is not my my thing. I guess I've taken some classes in traumatic brain injury, and so I know what's going on up there when there's someone drilling someone's head and there's blood, and I'm like, oh. I'm not afraid of blood, but I just think, what's going on in here?
That's Paul Burris and his wife. He's a minister who's also a cage fighter. Preston Hocker is also, and he's with us in the studio along with Brian Storkel, the co-director of Fight Church, where that excerpt came from. And we're talking about this whole thing. Preston, what are your thoughts on the safety issue? It was very interesting to hear the fighter say, oh yeah, and hear his wife say, no, I've seen what happens to a head when it gets hit by a foot or a fist.
Yeah, I think for me to say it's not dangerous to fight would be a stretch. It's dangerous to fight. It's dangerous to play football. I stopped playing baseball when I was a kid. I did 7 or 8 seasons playing baseball as a kid, but I quit because I got hit in the face with a ball and had reconstructive surgery on my face. So that changed my mind about the sport of baseball a little bit. So far, I've been rather injury-free. I've had some issues in training. But I think overall, it's probably not as risky as people think it is. If you watch a fight, you might see some blood, you might see some bruises. But I think it's like that for pretty much any sport. You're stepping into a cage, you're putting yourself at risk. You step onto a football field, you're putting yourself at risk.
Brian Storkel is one of the directors of Fight Church. And what were the interesting kind of differences between these ministers who participate in cage matches that you discover, that you uncover? They're not all of the same mind about this, are they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things that they think differently on. I mean, even that, the violence issue, like whether or not it's violence, and that tends to be a semantics game as to what violence actually is. I think also what I found was the most interesting thing was some of them really do incorporate fighting into their faith a lot more than others. For some, it seemed to be more of a sport, and you know, they love it, and it was casual. But others, you know, really had this whole thing of, you know, Christians, and you know, Christians need to have more of a warrior ethos, and it was a big, you know, part of why they were fighting was because they wanted to train their kids up to be warriors, and you know, make, you know, have a more masculine approach to things, and they thought that the church had feminized men.
Well, Preston, the pastor of disaster, some would say that fighting and aggression are a natural part of being a male. Others would say that might be true, but you should be containing or suppressing that because it leads to violence, it leads to war. Whereas within the context of the cage fighting ministers, they seem to want to encourage that as part of what masculinity is all about.
Yeah, I've had some great experiences with the martial arts club at my church. Specifically, I've got a kid who's been apart for some time. And I got connected with him when he was 13 years old, been kicked out of school for violence, for fighting, and some possession of drugs. And he had been forced to be a part of another school. It's like the bad kid school. And when he got connected with our team, he didn't have much of a father figure. And I told him he could train with our team. One rule was, if he got into a fight, he couldn't train anymore. And he came for weeks and then for months, and eventually he was living with his grandparents. And his grandpa called me and said that he got a phone call from the school. And for the first time, it was a good phone call. And the phone call was, hey, I don't know what Eric's doing, but whatever he's doing, keep it up. I mean, he's showing respect. He's not talking back to teachers. He's doing really, really well.
See, that's such an interesting comment, that if he got into a fight, he couldn't train to fight.
Right,
which,
exactly.
Which kind of reveals something about this. I think we assume that fighting, you're out of control, you're going nuts. But one of the things that I gleaned from this film is, no, if you're fighting and you're fighting well, you are very much in control.
Right. This kid, Eric, he was in the news about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. He was caught on camera. His bus driver was looking through some security footage for one reason, but found that Eric was on the bus playing with a special needs girl, singing to her, doing the hokey pokey with her. And so he went from being this bully type fighting kid to being this kid that really down deep has a soft heart and is looking out for people that need a friend.
Through fighting, he became gentler and more understanding.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Through fighting, through training, and really through building a great bond with some really good men. He was able to find out, you know, I don't have to be this tough guy. I can be soft at the same time being tough.
Preston Hocker, one of the cage fighting ministers that is featured in this new documentary. It's called Fight Church. Brian Storkel is the co-director of it. It's going to be showing this Saturday and Sunday at the Seattle International Film Festival. Brian and Preston, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much.
This is The Record. You.